Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
Should I let our kids see us argue?
I've got a friend who grew up in a house where any disagreement her parents had, they took it into another room. But he grew up in a house where his parents blew the roof off the place with their arguments. So what do they do with their own kids? Now, I'm not a parent, but I am a daughter. So my first thought was, if your kids never see you disagree, how are they going to know that that's okay? So I told her, yes, let them see you argue and get mad and make up, because all of that is a normal part of the human experience. Everyone is allowed to get angry. And a lot of us try to hide our anger because we've gotten the message that it's bad. It's not. It's actually jet fuel. You can use it. And if you don't let it out, it's actually harmful. Somebody told me years ago that depression is anger gone underground. So yeah, your kids may not love it when they see mom and dad mad at each other. You don't have to have every argument in front of them. But witnessing that it's temporary, that mom and dad apologize because nobody's perfect and life goes on, gives them permission to release their anger in healthy ways as well. Coming to an agreement on something like this can be hard, and I think outside help from a pro you trust is always a good idea. It can help a lot when you're navigating these kinds of differences. I grew up in a house where anger was encouraged by my parents' example and with their words, and I'm glad about that today. A lot of us are brought up with the idea that getting angry means you're out of control or inappropriate. And that's hard to shake even once we know differently. The cues we get in childhood really stick with us. And in general, I don't think as adults, we tend to think all that much about what are some great ways I can express my anger. I mean, shouting and yelling are pretty obvious, and those maybe come naturally. Even if it doesn't accomplish much, I think getting it all out verbally with someone can feel really good. But what if we're angry and we're alone? Sometimes exercise helps, or having a pillow fight with the mattress. I remember one time beating up a chair in my apartment with a bunch of old magazines and ripping them all to shreds as I verbalized everything I was so angry about. And at the end of it, I was spent. I was exhausted. And my apartment floor was covered in torn up, balled up magazines. And it was immensely satisfying. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.